CKUW 95.9, Winnipeg.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a new episode of original programming.
Emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations in western Manitoba. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call your local municipality or monitor local media for updates. For emergencies, call 911. This is a Manitoba emergency alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the municipality of Swan Valley West. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations, including the community of Benito. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call 204-734-3344 or watch www.manswendlewis.com for updates. For emergencies, call 911.
FM. I'll be here for the next hour making sure your listening experiences are great. Enjoy, everybody. It's going to be a fun show.
Yeah. Stockholm. Passwords for my online banking information. Asking lots of favors while we hang out at the mall. While we make collect calls, it's a chemical exhaust. Chemical exhaust.
Folks just heard Dresses by Winnipeg Fan Favorites Fencing. Before that, we heard the classic indie pop darlings that I love playing on the show, Stereo Lab, with the song Ping Pong. And then to start the set off, we heard The Strokes with Electricity Scape. I kind of ordered that set based on, well, pure vibes, but more so that all the songs have epic keyboard parts to them. I love how the keys really carry Fencing's live sound and create this really dynamic wave of sound in a lot of their songs off the album. Stereo Lab has impressive key and synth work, and they all harmonize together to create something truly beautiful. And First Impressions of Earth, which is the album that I played the Strokes song off of, has the second highest electronic presence aside from their 2022 album. And also, it was all upbeat and epic. I just kind of thought, you know, why not get off to a roaring start, slow it down a bit in the middle, and then get right back where we started at the end. You guys listening to CKW 95.9 FM. We're going to jump in to some slowcore now, and then keep the middle slow, keep the middle emotional, and then get right back up to some energetic music. This is Flooding with the song Complete Detail. Flooding, one of my favorite shoegaze acts, and one of my top 10 albums of last year, with the EP Object 1, as well as the single Your Silence is my favorite song. They came out the gate roaring with that one. And the EP picks up where the single left off and leaves nothing to be desired, as the album is perfect. They're playing Sled Island in Calgary, and a little birdie told me that Texas's own Flooding might be appearing in the city in the month of June, which is great, because the more bands come for Pride Month, the more bands get to see Winnipeg in a good light. This is Flooding with the song Complete Detail. We're going to get into some shoegaze. We're going to get into some slowcore. It's going to be fantastic. After this set, we're going to go into some local shows and talk just a little bit more. My name is DJ Dez. This show is called Whatever Gaze. This is the gaze part of the show. The first part was the whatever part of the show. And I hope you guys are still enjoying. I got about 40 more minutes left. This is Complete Detail by Flooding, off of the EP released in 2025, Object 1.
I wanna Yeah.
That was Unwind by Glixon, and before that we heard a pair of songs from Texas's own Flooding, the lead single Your Silence Is My Favorite Song, and then the opening track to their newest EP, Complete Detail. Both of those bands are taking the trope of modern shoegaze and twisting it in ways that I wasn't sure was possible until, you know, discovering these artists and realizing, like, how heavy they can make that sound, and how they can take a pretty bare bones setup. You know, a lot of shoegaze bands have 80 pedals on stage for one guitar, but bands like Flooding are a little minimalist with how they set the tone, but in the way that they play and the way that they record, it still is so booming, it is so loud. Like the bass shakes the floor with nothing but like a noise gate and a couple fuzz pedals. Like, it's ridiculous. I love it. And with Glixon, it's the same way. They're a little bit more in the vein of traditional modern shoegaze, and that is okay. But with this new song, they're really starting to stand out on their own path and incorporate a little bit more slowcore. And I think these two bands might be at the forefront of doing that. And I think that we will see slowcore become a greater trend in alternative music, as these bands are pushing the narrative and blowing up, opening up for famous bands, going on pretty large co-headlining tours with other bands in spaces that they couldn't sell on their own, but because they're opening or co-headlining, they can get more people in the door, which means more fans. And we saw this a couple years ago with the rise of alt country, with artists that are now dubbed, you know, the new generation of country, but originating at
Manitoba Emergency Alert. A flash flood alert is issued by Manitoba Emergency Management Organization. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations in western Manitoba. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call your local municipality or monitor local media for updates. For emergencies, call 911. This is a Manitoba Emergency Alert. A flash flood alert is issued by the municipality of Swan Valley West. Significant precipitation has caused rapid water level rise along waterways and in low-lying areas. Floodwaters move swiftly, posing serious risks to life and property. Overland flooding is occurring or imminent in multiple locations, including the community of Benito. Many roads have been damaged from floodwaters and are unsafe. Travel is not recommended. This is a dangerous situation. Crews are responding, but it may be necessary to shelter in place. For additional information, call 204-734-3344 or watch www.manswendlewis.com for updates. For emergencies, call 911.
Cancer Bats, Canadian favorites, are coming back. Gate Creeper, Midwest kind of beatdown metal favorites who played before and had an incredible response from the Winnipeg audience. And the last headliner being on Saturday the 9th, Spectral Wound. I don't think there's going to be much moshing. It's probably a lot of push pits and circle pits, but it's going to be a hell of a time. And I cannot wait. Other than that, At Times Changed this Friday, May the 8th, The Lizards, power pop trio, The Lizards, are having a new album come out, and it's going to be released this Friday. And they're playing a show to celebrate At Times Changed with local rock and rollers Jug, as well as country act Brady Bart and the Milkmakers opening the set. Also, on Friday night at the West End Cultural Center, 90s emo, pop punk, Midwest emo forefathers, the Bonaducees, are headlining The Weck with Greg Regis and The Inside Job. and Mise-en-Scene, who are fresh off of their album release and their album release show. So this Friday, you've got three shows to go to. I implore you just to go to at least one. It'll be a great time. The more people go to see music and local music, the better the city will be. Other than that, it looks pretty dry. I think the promoters and venues recognize that Manitoba Metal Fest has a lot of standing in the scene, so they try and steer away from booking shows that weekend, namely the Saturday. But this Friday, there's a few good options for y'all to go to. There's something truly for everyone. I'm not even sure where I'm going to go yet. Well, I can't go to Metal Fest because that's sold out. But of the other two, I do not know. We're going to get back into some music because I have been talking. Coming up next is Vancouver's own shoegaze band Cherry Pick. Actually just released these singles yesterday. Yesterday afternoon, I believe, and instantly fell in love. I'm a big fan of Cherry Pick. Hopefully these singles will lead to a tour playing Winnipeg, maybe going to do more, but always good to see Canadians succeed in the music industry. You guys are listening to CKW 95.9 FM. This show is called Whatever Gaze. My name is DJ Dez. We got a few more minutes for you. Hope you all are enjoying. Hope you continue to enjoy the night. Stay safe, everybody. This is Cherry Pick's brand new single, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Asleep with the Fishes.
Oh,
That was Super Heavens in a Jar. Before that, you heard Cherry Pick's brand new pair of singles, Aster and Asleep with the Fishes. All shoegaze set today, all shoegaze, all slowcore, a little bit of rock, but just a little bit. Super Heaven coming to Winnipeg June 1st, I think. June 1st. I was correct. I have tickets to that. They're exciting. I wasn't a huge fan of them per se. I just thought that, you know, oh, they're just another TikTok shoegaze band that doesn't have anything going for them. You know, they had one song blow up like crazy online, and that's kind of all they're known for. But no, I saw them live waiting for another band at a festival in London, and they blew my mind. Their live tone is just so fantastic. It's so loud, and it's yet so clear. Every note makes sense, and it's not just a pile of mud. Like, it's a wave, it's enveloping, but yet you can still tell each individual part, which is very, very hard to do in a live setting, and they played it quite well. And keep in mind, this was at a festival, and there was like 10,000 people behind me in this big tent. So they did it in the worst environment possible, so I can't wait to see how they sound in a venue. And they've got some awesome openers too, with Modern Color and All Under Heaven, and that's going to be a legendary show for a touring band. Folks, we're coming to the end of the show. We got a few minutes left. Just want to say thank you for listening. I've been doing the show for just about a year now, and I realize that as I turn 20, or as I turned 20 yesterday, I don't know, there's so much beauty in music. Every year that I get older, I find more things to value about music, whether that's simply listening to a song, talking with friends about new releases or bands that we love, going to see artists, meeting artists, helping bring songwriters and bands to Winnipeg and making sure they have a good time, and increasing connections and relationships and maintaining it all. Music is like the easiest way for me to have a community, and build friendships. And I think every year that I age, I just recognize that more. And I think it's important to get involved, even if, you know, you're not organizing shows, you're not booking shows, because that is a lot of money, time, and effort. But if you just turn up, chat with a friend, make a new one, it's going to be a good time. There's usually lots of local shows every single week, whether that be indie, hardcore, punk, metal, dance, DJs even. You know, if you're interested in DJing, go to a show, talk to some people, you know, maybe they'll let you join a jam session. It's all about, you know, connections, maintaining relationships, more than even just, you know, spending $3,000 to go see your favorite band in a foreign country, or buying $3,000 nosebleed tickets, which I think some people get hung up over and get, you know, upset at people for spending that much money on concert tickets or flights to see concerts or experiences. And I wouldn't argue that that it's a waste of money, but the people who are complaining about these concert goers spending a whack load of money also don't do much of themselves to involve them, to get involved in local and regional scenes. And I think that's the most important part, because if you are yelling and commenting online that music is dead, then you haven't gone to a local show, or you haven't seen a regional band, or, you know, a band from the Midwestern United States come by and blow your mind. So I think the important thing to stay healthy, stay social, is to get involved in music. It's a good time. Any part of music, any part of it. You could even write reviews for magazines and editorials and newspapers, and that's still getting involved in music. It's all a good time. It goes deeper than anyone thinks, at first glance, and it's fantastic. And every year I age, I intend to get more involved and put as much back into Winnipeg music as Winnipeg music has given to me. On that sad, soppy note, we got a couple more songs left. This show is whatever, gays. I will be back next week. I will continue to be the DJ Dez, and the station will continue to be 95.9 FM. Long story short, go see some shows, start some bands, book some bands, and have a good time. This is the Sundays with Homeward. We're going to follow that with a little bit. Actually, no, we're going to switch it up. This is Low with I Can Wait. On Your Way Home's up next, hosted by the one, the only, Justin Fear. I hope everybody has a great night, and I will see you all next Tuesday. And now that I'm 20, I feel old.
too.